can tell you the celebrity that came in today.
Oh, you have a secret celebrity story.
I have a celebrity that came into my work today. Actually, I have three. Two of them are celebrities in the drag world. Both Dragula.
Okay.
We love both of them. One of them is a friend of the pod. Bitch. One of them I'm sure would be a friend of the pod. One of them was on.
Was on what?
Our show.
A Dragula person on our show?
Yeah.
Like IMHO?
Yeah. I'll give you a clue. They don't live in America.
Oh, Hoso.
Yeah.
Hoso's in LA?
Hoso's in LA for a couple of weeks.
Aw, that's so nice.
Yeah. And then the other one, Erica Clash.
Oh, what's she like?
She's really sweet. I remember her from Chicago days. She's really sweet and she was super nice. She messaged me.
She seems really sweet. Absolutely. I hate her drag. Is that okay to say?
No.
Oh.
Not on camera.
I don't relate to it at all. And I don't understand why it hasn't changed.
I think she got a bad rap on the show because she's like the nicest, the most like excited about drag, so it makes you excited.
Yeah.
Type person. She's really sweet and she lives here now, so that was nice. And then the other celebrity I don't think has been on Dragula, but has been on Will and Grace.
Oh, sitting is the opposite of standing?
What?
Sitting is the opposite of standing guy? He was Jack's boyfriend in the reboot?
No, but he is close to Jack.
Will?
No.
He's close to Jack.
Yeah.
He?
Yeah. He was on Will and Grace Original Recipe.
He was. Okay. Give me a hint as to who he played.
I already did by saying he was close to Jack.
Curtis is currently doing a rewatch as he listens to their podcast where they talk about the behind the scenes of each episode. So we've been watching it very slowly, like week by week.
Okay, here's another hint. This actor's mom on the show was played by someone with the same birthday as my mom.
That's super helpful, actually. Thank you so much. I have no idea. Say it.
Jackson. The kid that played Jackson.
Oh my God.
Who is now married to Maya Erskine, Pen 15.
Oh, that's so cute.
And he was in Pen 15. He was the theater teacher.
He's so cute.
He is so cute. He's so little. He's so nice. And I accidentally, I wasn't pooping that time, but I came out of the bathroom and he was right there and he like caught me coming out of the bathroom and he was like,
Did you shit?
I didn't shit that time, but I did have a surprise shit today at work. You know, I don't like doing that.
No, surprise shits are the worst.
And it was like in the last hour.
In the beginning, God created surprise poopies.
Anyway, he was really nice and I helped him. And then he like said thank you a lot and said bye. He was very polite, very nice.
I love that.
I don't know his name, but he is Jack's son. Jackson.
That's really exciting. Curtis is going to be thrilled to hear that, first
of all. Okay, I'll tell Curtis. Also, I can call Curtis right now.
He's at work.
He always answers when I call him.
I'm going to spray this so I don't fuck with this the whole time. People are constantly commenting on how much I play with my hair. And I'm like, y'all.
But that's part of your...
That's part of it.
That's part of your judge.
Now, I don't believe in Christianity. We just need to get that out of the way. But have you ever thought of like, obviously as a species, like as humans, as a species, we didn't start as humans. So like we already knew how to poop once we became humans. JB, if Christians actually believe the Adam and Eve story, what do you think Adam thought poop was? The first time he pooped, do you think he was like, I gotta poop? Or was he like,
I don't think they pooped until
sin.
Sin. I think they were just having a grand old time doing like animals
charades.
And yeah. Probably like a lot of charades and like probably a lot of like high fives. And then I think when sin came in, they were like, it, as an addition of like, now you're naked, now you poop.
Now you poop. Okay. I love that theory.
Yeah.
So they are crying. They're outside the Garden of Eden and they're crying because they realize like, oh fuck.
Fuck. We got kicked out the club.
They can feel pain. Yeah. All of that. The first poop though.
The first poop?
That had to be so chaotic.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't happen, but if it did, what a story for the ages, you know? Oh, I love learning.
If God is real and if all that is real, God should just come down and be, and like, they should do a sit down interview with us. Because I have so many questions about what's real.
I have zero questions. I think it's all bullshit.
You wouldn't want to talk, if God was real, you wouldn't want to talk to her?
Mm-mm.
But if she was real?
All the shit she's done.
That's the thing. That's the thing is what a fucking asshole.
That's the Christian God. Okay, I'm so sorry to the Christians watching this, but you had to know this was coming. The Christian God is a narcissistic, sociopath. If they were real, I'd be like, stay far away from me. You're bad. You're bad. I don't trust you. And you made some ugly people. Why make them ugly if you can make them all pretty? Well, I guess no one's pretty if there's no ugly. Okay, never mind. I would thank her.
I would say, what did Adam, what was the, why poop?
Yeah.
Also, why mosquitoes?
Why not do a crazy dance?
Why not shit up in your pants?
Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome to IMHO.
In my homosexual opinion.
I'm Darby.
And hey, I'm Alexis P. Bevels. The P today stands for poop in your pants. When's the last time you pooped your pants?
Listen, that is a loaded question.
Like your
Much
pants.
Like my pants. I think as humans, okay, I think pooping in pants, we all just need to normalize it. Like, you asking it that way makes it sound like it's weird that I as an adult sometimes poop my pants. I don't think it's weird. I think it's nature.
I was in church camp and I was teaching myself how to juggle. I was mad at church camp, but I was teaching myself how to juggle with Beanie Babies.
Oh.
I did. I took three bears with me and I was juggling them in the library.
With a pipe.
Abilene Christian in Texas. And I went upstairs, thought I had a little fart.
Oh, that's the worst.
It's the worst. And they were my Calvin Kleins. I had to throw them in the trash.
First of all, they were your Calvin Kleins. Secondly, I remember Curtis and I had just gotten our couch. It wasn't this one, it was the one before. And I was twinky. I was very twink, so I was naked all the time because I had to show him that he paid for those bones and they're right here if he ever wants to use them. And I shit on the couch. Just a cute little poop right on the chaise. I cleaned it.
You shit the chaise.
I shit the chaise. And I'm not embarrassed, okay? Because human bodies do weird stuff. Watch porn with the sound off. It's weird. Sex is weird. Our bodies are weird.
Yeah.
Do you ever listen to porn or watch porn with the sound off?
No.
Yeah, exactly. Because when you take the out of it, daddy, you see it for what it is. And it's disturbing.
Yeah. Speaking of disturbing, let's get into Drag Race Germany.
Yay!
It's the roast episode, and I gotta say, I laughed.
Okay.
Did you laugh?
I did.
So you
here we are together.
Okay.
And I gotta say, I watched this after I watched Brazil's roast.
So I did opposite.
Oh!
I watched Germany
so you
first.
You set the bar high. See, my bar was set really low, and your bar was set really high. That must have been really tough for you.
Yeah.
So I didn't have high hopes, but geez, Louise, I actually DM'd Yvonne. We've been DMing back and forth. It wasn't like a cold DM. I'm not crazy. But I DM'd her, and I was like, fuck, that was so fucking good. I'm so proud of you, and I'm also scared of you.
What did she say back?
Thanks. But in German, so danke.
Danke.
Anyway, yeah, I loved it. I had a wonderful time.
Yeah, me too. Let's get into it.
The mini challenge really made me giggle, I gotta be honest. They were going to Diane's nightclub.
Oh my God, yes.
Did they had a second go, who the fuck is Diane? When they announced it? Because they were so excited.
I honestly did forget what Barbie's name was, and I thought maybe that was her name.
I did have a moment.
So they had to get in quick drag, and they had to try and gain access to this club through Diane the Bouncer. A funny challenge for a mini challenge.
I agree. Have you ever been turned away at a club before?
Yes, absolutely. Straight clubs. Two of them.
Why?
Okay, one time I was with...
Because you look like a dick pig.
No. One time I was with my friend Caroline and we were in the suburbs of Chicago and we went to some place called the Cubby Bear, I think, which is a big like Cubs sports bar. And there's one in Wrigleyville and there's one in the suburbs somewhere. Oh. And we went to the suburbs one and I was wearing like a nice outfit. We were all planning on going out, but I was wearing Chucks, like All Stars, Chuck Taylors.
Yeah.
Turned away from wearing Chucks. Another time, I wasn't even going inside. I was picking up my friend who was working at this bar. I can't remember. It's called Untitled, River North Chicago.
I'm glad you remembered that name.
I was coming home from rehearsal, so I was in Lululemon sweats, which are very expensive, excuse me.
Yeah.
And I was just a little bit early, so I was gonna come inside and like try to find her, and then we were gonna go. They wouldn't let me in because I was in Lululemon sweats.
Gay.
Yeah.
I've never been turned away, but I have walked past a bar once and the bouncer screamed, "You're beautiful, come on in." And I was like, "I've got my kids." And they said, "That's okay, bring them along." That bar's now shut down. I gotta say, Kelly being Diane herself,
yeah,
was funny. I just loved how it devolved so quickly and it just became about everyone throwing their bodies at the pit crew.
Yeah.
Which, like, I wanna do.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. That would be fun. Okay, I'm a bouncer at an exclusive club.
Yeah.
What would you say to get it? Okay. Ready?
What's the theme of the club? Like, what's the
vibe? Oh, shit your pants.
Well, I'm the president of that one.
Okay. The theme is that bed one from Sex and the City. So it's just a bunch of beds in there. This is my clipboard.
Hi.
Hi, name?
My name is Diane.
Yeah, you're not on the list. You need to go over there.
Oh, that's so interesting. Where's that list from?
God.
God runs this bar club?
Yeah, it's a church with a lot of beds, so it's Catholic.
For religious reasons, you can't deny me entry because I'm a Catholic with type 1 diabetes, and my insulin is either high or low, whichever's bad. And I must lay down and pray the rosary. Dearest God, Mary, who are you? And if you don't let me in, I'm gonna call Mike Wazowski.
You're in. You're in. Oh, is that fun? Okay, you do. Now you do me. I'll tell you how I...
This girl that I hate from the book club I used to be in that I had to leave because I hate the girl. She has type 1 diabetes, and that always gives me a little bit of joy. Sorry to those who are suffering.
Sorry to those who are suffering. I'm probably going to be suffering very soon.
Well, that's type 2, baby. You earned that.
What's the difference between 1 and 2?
1 is like childhood, typically. You're born with it.
Oh, you're all born Moore. Naked. Oh. Mm-hmm. Now, what kind of club am I trying to get into?
Okay. Mine is just a buffet.
Okay. Two, please.
Two what?
Two.
Two what?
Reservation for two.
Reservation? Have you ever been to a club before?
Yeah.
Are you on the list?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Dog Mom.
Did you see my list?
No.
Okay. Then spell it.
D. O. J.
I'm so sorry. You're not on the list.
No.
But you do have diabetes. Will you just sign here saying that you now are aware of it?
Okay. Just kidding, it's me. Hi, it's Alexis.
Oh my God, of course. Get in here, bitch. We've got leftover macaroni for you.
Oh,
macaroni
now I'm
salad
hungry.
Is gross. But I'll eat it. Kelly and Medawin, it was fine. It was fun. Let's go to the roast.
Okay, and it's time to play our favorite game, Did I LOL? Did I LOL?
Have you? No. Only Murders, I know you didn't watch this newest season, but they do a musical and Meryl Streep sings this song, Look for the Light, and she sings it and it's on Spotify and I can't stop listening to it.
Meryl Streep?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, before we get to that, we do have to say hello to our hostess, Barbie.
Barbie.
Looking incredible.
I fucking loved it.
I think she knew Dragula was about to premiere and she's just throwing her hat in the ring. If they ever want to do a German one, she's happy to shove pretzels in their pee holes.
Oh, I love pretzels.
And your beagle. I loved this. I just absolutely loved it.
I think
it.
It's so fucking good.
She looked incredible.
Good. Yeah.
Okay, Metamore Kid.
I LOL'd. Heartily, and she looks stunning.
So impressed. Lorelai.
Lorelai, I didn't LOL.
Everyone was being so mean to her.
Yeah.
Funny. Kelly.
I thought she looked incredible. I LOL'd when she picked it up.
I LOL'd when they cut to her talking head. So she tells a joke that does not land. So they cut to her talking head. And instead of just like talking about it, like this was a moment that happened, this is how I'm feeling, she used it as an opportunity to let the viewer know that she has better jokes coming up later. So she's like, okay, that was bad, but there's some good ones coming up. So let's go.
That's funny.
That made me... LOL. I loved it. That was so funny.
Yeah.
Pandora.
No, I didn't LOL.
I wish she had stuck with her initial idea to do, like, dirty poetry. Instead, she just did, Sad. And finally, Yvonne.
Yvonne Nysand, I LOL'd.
I LOL'd a ton.
Yeah.
I was so impressed. I continue to be impressed by Yvonne. My favorite thing that she said was to Metamore Kid, "You're the design queen. So obviously you won the design show." Oh. And then you won the ball. Oh. "Well, you better get some more winter clothes because it must be cold in Pandora's shadow." Bitch! Pandora's shadow? That's first of all, so Pandora's funny. So close to the ground. The only person affected by her shadow is...
is a groundhog on the Groundhog Day.
Or Danny DeVito. Anyway, I died. I was so proud of Yvonne.
I was
Yvonne
too. Because
Yvonne, she's just been so close to a win for so long. And I was so excited to see her kill this challenge.
Yeah.
So then we go to the runway. It's a Harry affair.
It's a Harry affair.
Harry Styles. You heard of him?
Harry Styles.
That's British, right? It's not German.
Well, Harry Styles is British.
That's good to know. Up first, Lorelai. Where's the hair?
She's always in red.
Where was the hair? She had hair on her head, but we kind of expected that.
She looks pretty. It doesn't seem to fit the theme.
No.
Yeah.
Then we had Kelly.
Oh, this was really gorgeous.
I love when people take these prompts and they do everything. Yeah. Oh, hair? Okay, great. Everything's going to be hair. I loved it. That bitch, she's on the rise.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, Pandora also wasn't wearing a lot of hair, but her hair was formed into giant horns.
Pandora's a Taurus, just like me. And as a fellow Taurus, I have to say, and no bull, I love this.
Yeah, me too. As a Leo, I have to say, I want the attention on me. Then we had Yvonne. I loved this. No one, and I don't think she's getting this credit enough. No one is changing up their makeup like she is.
She is
bringing a completely different, gorgeous face every single time.
She's bringing a different nightstand every single night.
Thank you.
Imagine looking over and finding a different nightstand every single night.
I mean, I'm sure that does happen to people with dementia.
What? Can I see you over here?
Yeah.
I don't think that was appropriate. I feel like that was just a touch too far.
Okay, but I watch a lot of people on TikTok who have parents with dementia, and they film them, and I watch it for entertainment purposes only.
What? See, I don't know that you should be admitting that. I feel like that's kind of like taking advantage of someone when they can't really consent to being on camera.
I see you back here.
Yeah.
I appreciate what you're trying to do for the community. I just feel like I loved that joke. Metamore Kid.
Stop.
Because fur is animal's hair.
Yeah.
There was a husky that saved a drowning child.
The wig. Something RuPaul itself. Could not do.
So I wanted to keep it. What? She did what?
You said a husky saving a drowning child.
Oh, right. RuPaul wouldn't. She sends positive energy.
Good vibes.
This was beautiful. This was gorgeous. And she did her whole lean back. She pulled a Pandora and showed off her gorgeous Michelle Visage hair. I loved it.
She looks so beautiful. Incredible. She is.
I agree.
If we're going by runways, I want her to win.
Oh, okay. That's a big statement.
I stand by him.
Okay. I don't think there's a single person left that I wouldn't be, now that Lorelai's dead, that I wouldn't be happy.
Dead.
We find out the winner is Yvonne Nysand.
Yes!
I'm so happy for her.
You
could
too.
Just feel the relief.
Yvonne.
You could feel her relief.
Yeah.
I was happy for that. And then we have our bottom two, Lorelai and Pandora. Now, Pandora's been in the bottom twice now.
Oof. But we all know that she's an iconic lip syncer.
Well, do we? So the first time she bent backwards and we went, so cool.
Yeah.
And this time she bent backwards and she stood on her head.
But she did a funny joke because she got down off of the stage and made it like she was going to do like what Victoria Shakespeare did.
She was
going to
get up on the
And they
desk.
Were all like, no, you can't do that again.
And she went.
And she was like, no, I'm not going to. So that's funny.
And it was
a
pretty
fake
smart.
A fake out is funny.
Because it kept all the attention on her. Meanwhile, Lorelai is trying to perform Chandelier like she's actually swinging from one. And they're like not following that emotional journey at all. But let's be honest, it was Lorelai's time. I think she's gorgeous.
I would be so scared to swing from a chandelier. You ever think about that in the mall during Christmas or whatever when they had like chandeliers?
I went to a mega church and they had giant chandeliers because you know Jesus loved chandeliers.
Oh yeah.
I always thought about that'd be fun to hang from. I mean,
swing from.
Yeah, they would probably hang me from it. We say goodbye to Lorelai. Lorelai, you are so gorgeous.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for you.
I'm glad we got the time to get to know you.
I'm so glad we have the time. Yeah. That's it. The end of Germany.
But we're sending her upriver.
We're almost done. Now we're down to the top four, right? Well, if you would like to top four with us, or just top one, come back next week. Hit that subscribe button and, of course, the notification bell.
Yeah, and also, if you want, join us on Patreon. Patreon.com/IMHOTheShow.
Also, we're both on Cameo, so if you want a message from us, you can, like, go there.
Yeah, but let's be honest, Arby. We should tell them about Shameos. They can get a Shameo, which is like their own episode with both of us in the background. IMHOTheShow.com.
It's a good time because we're shams.
And don't forget,
all of our merch is at DragQueenMerch.com. Guten Tag. Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was a really good episode.
Yeah, listen. I didn't realize until Lorelai said, great. This is the fourth comedy challenge of the season. I didn't realize that Germany was so funny, or thought itself to be so funny. I gotta be honest, a German comedy roast, like, what's that gonna be? But it was funny.
Yeah.
It was really funny. And I loved when she went after the judges. They were like, bring it on. More.
Yeah.
More.
Do more. Yeah. They're funny. They're funny judges. They're fun judges, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, I could do with a little less Gianni in the... like challenge. Mini challenge stuff. Like, I don't like when he comes into the workroom. He does too much. I like Barbie's kind of calm and control energy. And she's ready to laugh, but she's also ready to tell them what they need to do. I like that. Let's stay there.
I'm sorry.
You know?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Stop yawning. See, that's Barbie.
I know y'all notice it. I'm so sorry. I keep yawning all the time because I'm so tired.
Well, what a lot of you don't realize is that when we film these, a lot of the times it's right after she's worked 8 hours and she's been up since like 6 a.m. and it's almost 9 o'clock. So I thank you for coming over and doing these.
No, I thank you for letting me do. The good news is...
Good news?
The good news is that Halloween is upon us and Halloween is a busy time, but then I think it chills out.
That's nice.
So I asked today if I could go back to 4 days a week.
Well, you could just tell her that you're going to 4 days a week. She can't lose you. I'll do it. I'll call.
I don't know.
Okay, let's practice. I'm her, and you're calling her to see if you could.
I'm going to change the name to protect the innocent.
Okay. What's my name?
Dory.
Okay. Oh, so I forget everything?
No.
Oh. Hi, it's Ellen.
Hi, it's Alexis. How are you?
I'm good. I've been better.
Listen, I was wondering if I could go, since it's Halloween is over and it's a little bit slower, I would love to go back down to 4 days a week. I just feel like I would be better served.
Serve, slay, mama, work the house.
Yeah.
Boots.
I feel like the time that I would be there would be a lot more valuable to you because I wouldn't be all tired and cranky. And I could also get a hold on some other areas in my life that I've been ignoring.
I'm so glad that you mentioned the cranky thing because we've gotten so many complaints. I was too afraid to bring them to you because I know that your life is really hard. I mean, you don't tell me that, but I just see the way you interact with customers and I realize that woman's been hurt. So I just want to review a couple of these with you and then we can get back to whatever mess you were talking about. Number one.
I'm going to put you on speaker.
Did you throw shampoo at a woman who was just asking where to put the shampoo on her body?
No. Okay. No, I did not throw it. I accidentally dropped it towards her.
So some customers just don't know where things are supposed to go. And I know that makes you mad, but like you should have just said, your hair, silly, and then walked away.
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay,
understand
and then this other one.
But again, it was an accident.
This other one?
Yeah.
Did you have a surprise shit at work yesterday?
Yeah, but it was in the toilet. It was in the designated employee toilet.
Okay, you know what? It was a customer. I think her name was Darby. She said it was a fart and it ended up being more than that. So that's not on you. That's not on you.
Thank you.
Okay, 4 days?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure another business would go for that. We hear it. Business name. We do full time or no time. Make up your mind, you bitch.
Okay, can I call you right back?
I've already hung up, you bitch.
Okay.
I think that went well.
Hey Siri, call Darby.
Oh, my phone's ringing. Oh, it's Alexis.
Oh my god, my phone's actually calling you. Oh, the internet is fun. Also, why do you have that picture of me?
Because it's funny. I've always used really ugly pictures of you.
I know.
I've always used
ugly pictures of you, too. That's fun.
There's not one.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.